favorite choir for that beautiful song. Order My Steps. Beautiful. I enjoy music. I carry music with me when I travel. This morning I got up and I put on my earphones and listened to my CD. I love music, and I was hoping that I could hear some great choir music this morning, and I did. I want to thank Elder Anthony for those kind words of introduction this morning, and Brother Perry, who's been taking care of me so faithfully. Perry speaks Spanish too, you know that. Yeah, he's bilingual. I am so honored to be here this morning with you. People know he has but a short time. Make no mistake about it, we are living in the very end of time. We are living, I'd like to say, in the last minutes of this world's history. I believe that most of us in this church today, this morning, will be alive to see the second coming of Jesus. So Satan knows it better than we do how soon the second coming of Jesus is. And he is pulling out all the stops to deceive the world. The world is ripe for the second coming. The entire world, not only Seventh-day Adventist believers, but the whole religious world is ripe for the second coming. Listen to me for a moment. You take the Jewish people. They never accepted Christ. And they are still waiting for their Messiah. And they're hoping that he will come soon in this time. Their Messiah. You take all of Christendom. The Seventh-day Adventists at the forefront. Preaching the second coming. We believe Jesus is coming in our day. But that's not all. You take the Hindu faith. Hindus believe that the ninth reincarnation of Hare Krishna is going to appear at this time, in the end time. You take the Buddhist folks. And last night you heard me say that there's probably 1 million Buddhists, red-blooded Americans, not Asians, in this country, who are Buddhists. And these Buddhists believe that the fifth reincarnation of Buddha will take place in our day. You take the great Muslim world. You take them, and they believe that the prophet Al-Mamari will come to convert the whole world to Islam. They truly believe it. But you take the people of the New Age movement, and they say that Lord Maitreya will come at this time. And they say Lord Maitreya is a composite of all the messiahs, of all the supernatural that people are waiting for. Lord Maitreya will portray them all. And you know, the scriptures tell us that Satan will appear as an angel of light. The great, from the book of Revelation, chapter 16, verse 13, John's vision on the island of Patmos. I'm reading from verse 13. This is chapter 16, Revelation. Chapter 16, verse 13, where John says, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs." Frogs only mentioned one other time in the Bible, and that's in the second plague of Egypt. They became so pesky. They were not only on the Nile River banks, but they were on the highways. They were in the automobiles. They were in the kitchen. They were in the cupboards. They were in the closet. They were every place. They caused a big concern and suffering and agony in Egypt. And here again in the last book of the Bible, and I am so glad we know how this world is going to end. Amen. In total victory for Christians. "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth, one of the dragon, two out of the mouth of the beast, and three out of the mouth of the false prophets. Now we know, taking them in reverse, who these unclean spirits are. In these three unclean spirits, we have the whole religious world in prophecy. The false prophets are apostate Protestantism, all those who follow in the footsteps of the Roman Catholic Church, keeping Sunday instead of Saturday as a sacred day to worship. They say that when the Protestant Church broke from the Catholic Church, it still walked away with its mother's picture. And the picture of the mother is Sunday sacredness. So here we have an unclean spirit that is representing the apostate Protestantism. And there are many Protestant religions, as you well know. The second one is from the beast. And I say this very kindly because the bulk of my relatives are still a part of the Roman Catholic Church, as I once was. It's not the Catholic people. They're wonderful people. It is the traditions and the set of beliefs. The changing of God's law, taking the place of Christ as the intercede for people's sins, which is wrong. So here we have Catholicism, a big part of this world's religious thing. Then we have the dragon. The dragon in Scripture is the devil, the old serpent. It is none other than, as I said, the devil. And out of the mouth of the devil comes all of paganism, all the occult, all the non-Christian religions. So here we have, in three unclean spirits, all the world religions. And listen what they're about to in verse 14. They are spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. And John was inspired by Christ to say, "Behold, I come as a thief." Words of Jesus, "Blessed is he who watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." Repeat, the world is ripe for the second coming. And Satan will try to impersonate the second coming of Jesus. I read in the Great Controversy, page 624, the crowning act of deception by Satan. It reads like this: as the crowning act in the great drama of deception, Satan himself will personate Christ. He will make himself appear as the Christ. The Christ to Christendom, the Hare Krishna to Hindus, the Buddha to the Buddhists, the I'm a Mahdi to Muslims, and the Lord Maitreya to New Agers. The church has long prophesied or professed to look to the Savior's advent as the consummation of its other hopes. Now the great deceiver will make it appear that Christ has come. In different parts of the world, different parts of the earth, he will appear in Beijing. He will appear in Grenada. He will appear in Chicago, in Washington, D.C., in New York, in Denver, in Los Angeles. In many parts of the world, he will appear. And he will appear to whatever people are waiting for in those places. He will be everything to everybody. But he will appear as a Christian to you. And it goes on to say, in different parts of the earth, Satan will manifest himself among men as a majestic being of dazzling brightness, resembling the description of the Son of God given by John the Revelator. The glory that surrounds him is unsurpassed by anything that mortal eyes have yet beheld. It goes on to say, the shouts of triumph ring out upon the air. Christ has come, they say. The people say, Christ has come. The people prostrate themselves in adoration before him, while he lifts up his hands and pronounces blessings on them, as Christ blessed his disciples when he was upon the earth. His voice is soft and subdued, yet full of melody. In gentle, compassionate tones, he presents some of the same gracious, heavenly truths which the Savior uttered. He healed the diseases of the people, and then in his assumed character of Christ, he claims to have changed the Sabbath to Sunday, and commands all to hallow the day which he has blessed. He declares that those who persist in keeping holy the seventh day are blaspheming his name by refusing to listen to his angel sent to them with light and truth. The servant of the Lord ends this passage by saying, this is the strong, almost overmastering delusion. I want to ask you, would you be so curious at that time to turn on CNN, ABC, NBC, the Today Show, the whatever show? It'll be on the news. You will be deceived. You need to know the scriptures. Ellen White says the only safeguard are the scriptures. You need to know that Jesus is not coming in that fashion. Satan is preparing the world, and he is preparing the Western world and the developed countries with New Age philosophy. Because he has the third world countries in the darkness of the occult, occultism. So he approaches people in the countries like America and other developed countries with New Age in a very subtle way. He introduces Eastern mysticism. He introduces meditation, mystical meditation. And people love to get into the metaphysical world through an altered state of consciousness, which is so dangerous. The servant of the Lord said that when you strive and finally get into an altered state of consciousness, you have done self-hypnosis. And when you're in a hypnotic state like that, you are no longer in full control of your mental capacity. You are open for Satan or his demons to come and possess your life. I was interested in what you said here about the doors that were opened up for Satan. Do you know, as innocent as reading your horoscope can do it, you are not allowed to open a door for Satan to come in. Any mother, any grandmother who gives Harry Potter book to their child is given Satan permission to enter that child's mind. Oh, people, we need to open up our eyes. Satan is working so hard. He is moving so hard. We talked about world views last night, which are very important because you have a worldview. You may not be able to articulate it, but let me tell you what our worldview is all about. It's a biblical worldview. And it says that God, Jehovah God, is the creator and sustainer of this world. That he created this world, he created you and me, and he sustains it, and he is so personal that he intervenes into your life. And God loves you. God loves you like you don't know. You can't be so bad in this world that God will not love you. He loves you. No matter how bad you can get, God still loves you. And you can't be so good that God will love you more. He loves you. Period. God is so good. And that is our worldview. And that's how we understand reality. That's how we set our values. That's how we decide on our belief system. Because our worldview is a biblical worldview based on the Trinity, or comprising the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But this is our worldview. The pagan world has many worldviews. And those worldviews have come into play in America. And people like them because there is no responsibility with these worldviews. I mentioned last night that in all paganism, all of the New Age movement which we have in America and in England and in the other developed countries, there is no concept of death. Can you imagine that? No, people believe that they will die, yes, but they will be born again into another person. That comes from the Hindus, the transmigrations of life depending on karma. But we don't believe in karma anymore. Satan does not pass that on to you over here. He just talks to you about reincarnation. Yes, you will live again. If not another person, in another dimension, in another form, as a spirit or something else, but you will live. You will be conscious. And the Bible says that the living know that they shall die, but the dead know nothing. Howard White says we need to understand the state of the dead so well that we will be able to respond when we see New Age confronting us. People like martial arts today. The boy comes home beat up and the father gets mad and he says, what am I going to do with you, child? What are you going to learn to defend yourself? Child's all beat up and he says, Dad, they're bigger than I am. Dad says, I'm going to take you to the karate class to do karate. You're going to learn karate. You're going to learn to defend yourself. But the father doesn't know. He's putting him in a catechism in a school of Satan. You know why? You come this afternoon and I'm going to show you with Chuck Norris's statements and others. These dojos where you practice karate and martial arts, that's what they call dojos, are places where you learn to bring your physical and your mental together. You learn to meditate. What is the first exercise they teach a child in a karate class? To sit in a lotus position, in a meditative position. The child doesn't learn to meditate in his first classes, in his first year or two. But sooner or later, he is taught how to meditate in an altered state of consciousness. Far from the way Christians meditate. We meditate in a conscious state all the time. We know where we're at, and we fill our minds with Scripture. We fill our minds with the life of Christ or with our own personal Christian experience. But we do it in a conscious state. But New Agers and Eastern mysticism presents another type of meditation. A meditation that takes you from a conscious state into an altered conscious state. And you do that by pronouncing mantras, by looking at mandalas, by listening to New Age music, by looking at a candle, by sitting in a pentagram, by doing so many things. And you get in that state and you get into the world of the metaphysical, opposite to the physical world, which is a dangerous place to get into. Because you have no more control over your mental faculties. But people enjoy doing that. Because you can do astral projections. You can find out who you were if you believe in reincarnation. People say you were somebody else. Shirley MacLaine, 25 years ago, didn't know one iota about New Age. And she called Kevin Ryerson, one of the famous channelers in Hollywood, to come over to her house, to her Malibu house, to explain to her what meditation, mystical meditation, was all about. Connecting with spirit entities. I'm going to Brazil. just let me throw this in. I'm going to Brazil tomorrow. Do you know that the soap operas in Brazil, the most popular soap operas in Brazil, when they give their credits at the end of the soap operas, they put on there written by spirit entities. No human authors. Spirit entities have dictated the scripts to the most popular novelas, they call them, soap operas in Brazil. This is rampant. This is rampant. When you hear me speak about Harry Potter this afternoon, you're going to see how rampant. When you hear me talk about Barney, and about Lion King, about Matrix, about the Lord of the Rings, you're going to see how widespread this is. And you think that is for young people. Last night, I didn't get to even get into New Age Holistic Health. That's for most of the rest of us. That's where our feet get slippery, and we fall. So Satan knows that he wants to penetrate and get people all mixed up with their worldviews. So that when he appears as the Christ, as Lord Maitreya, as Imamati, as Buddha, as Hare Krishna, people will be deceived. Not only you. It says that, you know, we will be deceived, even the very elect. But everybody will be deceived. And let's go to the passage right now in Matthew 24, verse 23. Let's unpack that verse for you this morning, or this afternoon now. These are the words of Jesus in a Sermon on the Mount, where he said, among other things, and in this passage, Sermon on the Mount, three times he says, beware lest you be deceived. That word is in there three times, underline it. But in verse 23, Matthew 24, verse 23, Jesus said, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is the Christ. Why did he say that? Because he knew Satan was going to try to impersonate him at the very end of time. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is a Christ, or there is a Christ, don't you believe it, Jesus said. Don't you believe a word of it. It's a lie. It's going to be Satan trying to impersonate me. Because I will not set foot on this earth. When Jesus comes again, he will call us up to the cloud. He will resurrect the dead in him. And then we, which are alive, will be caught up with him. It'll be the greatest spectacle this world has ever seen. He's not going to appear in one city, in Salt Lake City, in Denver, places like that. No. So he said, verse 24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, I'm warning you before, he says, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the Mojave Desert, he is in Sedona, Arizona, he is in a special place, don't go there. Amen. Don't go forth. Behold, he is in the Hilton, behold, he is in the Ramada. Believe it not. And then he explains, because my coming will not be like that.
That's right.
As the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. I say it, when Jesus comes again. When Jesus comes to Christ in this world will come to a halt. Eisenhower Freeway and all this, the cars and the big semis will come to a halt because there will be an eerie silence first. And everybody will realize that something very unusual is taking place. Factories will stop. People will come out because it is unusual to hear that kind of a silence for everything, even nature realizing that the Savior, the world, the Creator is coming back. The Bible says that when Christ comes, he will appear as the size of a man's fist, and then it will get larger and larger, and we will hear the angelic choir. All of heaven will be accompanying Jesus. Even the Bible says that the glory of God, the Father, will be with His Son. He'll come, not as a child, not as a babe, not as a Savior who was punished and tortured and crucified, but as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He will come with His two-edged sword to harvest the wheat. He will come to reward us with eternal life and condemn those who turn their back or a deaf ear on His biddings, on His callings, to eternal death, to eternal damnation. I tell you, Satan is working so much. You need to come this afternoon. I want to share with you a lot of things that I have learned about this whole thing. Satan is working overtime. He is deceiving children. He has no mercy for children. He will come at the level that children understand.
That's right.
And he will introduce the concepts of the occult and the New Age to them without you realizing what they are listening to, what they are being shown, what they are being taught.
Right.
And he will come to adults with other things.
Amen.
Oh, just like you saw last night Christine Sinclair's testimony about going to the spa.
Mm-hmm.
A simple visit to a spa to get a facial. Being introduced to New Age concepts there. Yes, every place you go, the health food stores that are not run by Seventh-day Adventists, operated and run by people who have a lot of sympathy for New Age. The media promotes a lot of New Age. You saw last night in the commercials, New Age being promoted to sell trucks and cars, everything, perfumes, everything. It is no secret. Once you know, you will know how to identify
Amen.
The elements of New Age in this society. Jesus is coming, to be sure. And when that day comes, I pray that all of us will be ready.
Amen.
Don't be like Satan appearing here and there.
That's right.
The song says, the sky shall unfold, carrying His entrance. The stars shall applaud Him with thunders of praise. The sky in His eyes shall enhance those awaking, and we shall then face, we shall behold Him. Yes, we shall behold Him face to face in all of moment, and we shall be born. see him face to face. God is a jealous God.
Yes.
That's in the third commandment. He is a very jealous God. He wants all your loyalty, all your love, all your devotion. He wants it all. So let's give it to Him. And let's stay faithful. Don't be deceived. When Satan appears, you help others know that the deceiver. As nice as He will speak, the miracles that He performs, don't believe it. It's not Jesus. Jesus will not come that way. I'll say to the Lord this morning or this afternoon, Lord, help me not to be deceived. Help me to be faithful. Stand with me now. I want to pray. Loving Lord, we thank You so much for the opportunity that You gave us to be here this day. We know, Lord, that You brought us here because Your Spirit brought us here. We thank You, Lord, for the words that were spoken today, for the awareness of the great deceptions that are out there called New Age. We pray, Lord, that we will not be deceived, that we will know the sign of the second coming of Jesus better than anybody else. And we pray, Lord, that You'll forgive our sins and help us, Lord, to make our lives ready and help others to make their lives ready for the soon coming of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that now You will dismiss us with Your love and Your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.